What's up, everyone? It's Michael Scotto, HoopsHype.com's NBA writer and host of the Hoops Hype podcast. Recently, Giannis Antetokounmpo signed a 5-year Supermax extension to remain with the Milwaukee Bucks, but the back-to-back MVP isn't finished taking care of business just yet. Giannis is going to be an executive producer of his own biopic titled, you guessed it, Greek Freak. It's going to be a live-action feature about Giannis that'll be developed by Disney+. With that in mind, what better time to bring in my next guest who's the director of the project, Akin Omotosho. Akin, I appreciate you hopping on the line from me across the world right now. How are you doing, brother?
I'm good, Michael. Thank you for reaching out. I'm a big fan of Hoops Hype, the podcast, so for me, it's a real honor to be here. So thank you for reaching out.
My pleasure. I appreciate the kind words on the podcast and your listenership. It's certainly appreciated on my end. And one of the guys you're going to be working with on this project signed a pretty lucrative contract extension recently with the Milwaukee Bucks. And you're going to have the task of doing an important project and telling about his life growing up, which I think is going to be a very interesting project and something that many fans are going to be able to enjoy learning about one of the league's most talented players. So the first question I wanted to ask you was, how did this project come to be in the first place?
So producer Bernie Goldman, and fans would know Bernie Goldman, he produced 300. So while he was making 300, they were shooting that out in Bulgaria. He would go. You know, he would go to Athens, and a friend of his had introduced him to Ronaldinho, and he's doing a documentary on Ronaldinho. While that's happening, the friend says, "Hey, would you like to meet Yorgos, who is Giannis's agent? Yorgos loves movies." So Yorgos tells Bernie Giannis's story, and of course, we all know it's such a great story. So Bernie goes, "Well, Disney's the only place to make this movie." Giannis loves Disney movies, and so Bernie, Yorgos, Giannis take the story to Disney, and obviously Sean Bailey, who's the president of Disney, is like, this is a great story and we're going to make this story. And once that was done, Arash Amel, the writer, came on board, and he wrote a great script. Bernie, Arash spent some time with Giannis, his family, Thanasis, you know, just getting to know them. And all this happened pretty quickly in 2019. And so very quickly from Bernie's meeting Yorgos to, you know, the script coming together. So while that's happening in another universe, there's me, who a total hoops head, from the jump. You know, my brother and I were terrible at soccer, and people have this idea that every African kid can play soccer, and we were just terrible at it. And a friend of ours,
they feel like that about Italians too.
You know what I mean? It's like, what? Well, you know, so this friend of ours whose father used to work for the World Bank and is growing up in Nigeria. So every holiday they'll go to the US and come back with all these VHS tapes. On one holiday they came back with Come Fly With Me, the Michael Jordan documentary. And we watched this documentary, and I said to my brother, this is the sport we're going to play. And this is 1988, probably. And it just began this love affair with basketball that continues till today, where I became obsessed with the sport. And within that, obviously looking not just at the stories of African Americans, but also of the African players. And as you know, as time has gone on, the numbers have increased. So in the beginning, it's like Hakeem Olajuwon, and like, okay, well, what's his story? Dikembe Mutombo, what's their story? And as I became a filmmaker, two of my passions are basketball and storytelling. So when I heard Giannis's story way back when he was drafted, I remember saying to myself, wow, if I ever made a basketball movie, that's the movie I would love to make. So that's, you know, 2013. Fast forward with my agent, Adam Perry, and my manager, Andrew Coles, we keep talking about basketball film, and then we hear, I buy a Sports Illustrated magazine and I see Disney's making the movie. And I tell you, Michael, I kept that magazine still by my bedside. And I was like, I'm not taking this magazine. It was cover of Sports Illustrated, And Giannis is on the cover. I buy it. I step off the plane. I'm coming from Chicago, landing in Los Angeles. I buy the Sports Illustrated. I said, this is staying by my bedside until I know they've hired another director. And it stayed by my bedside. I'll look at it every morning. I would before I go to sleep. And I'm just so thankful that, you know, Bernie Goldman, Charles Sambier, Sean Bailey, Vanessa Morrison from Disney, really, when the time came and they opened up the pitches for directors, that they really loved my take on the story. And I guess in a way, it's a story I've been dreaming about for a long time to tell.
Well, now that you made your dream a reality, what should viewers expect from this project about Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Well, I mean, I think you can already see from even the response to what happened with the signing of his contract. I mean, he's such a, his story is so inspirational. It's a family story. It's a really inspiring story. So I think viewers who you know, what they can look forward to is a very inspirational story. And you know, you get a chance to get behind the scenes. And very emotional story. And I was really moved, you know, when I first read the script, you know, I cried because it really moved me. And I think that, you know, my job, as you say, this is a very important story to their family. This is a legacy. This is, you know, this is something that captures, you know, it's a story they can share forever. And so I want to be able to make sure I capture that and honor them and also give the audience a real taste of what it was like for them coming up.
You mentioned that you cried at one point. What made you cry? Obviously, something had to be emotional within his story for that.
Well, I think if you just consider it, I mean, like I said, when I first heard the story, I was so moved. And so I'm not even talking about a rash's script. I'm just talking about in 2013 when he's drafted. It's like he came from where? Because obviously, you know, when you're following the game this intensely and you're looking for stories and you're also looking at, well, who are the African players in the league, even though his name is spelled the Greek way, I knew immediately I was like, that's a Nigerian. And so, you know, obviously the Greek heritage as well. So when I read that story, I was just like, you couldn't make this story up. And that's at a time when he hadn't even become what he has now become. You know what I mean? So it's like, at that point, I was like, this is such an inspiring story. I was so moved by it then. And then, as you know, to be able to capture all of this in a film form is not the easiest task. And what the team has been able to do, what Arash has been able to do, is capture that emotion that still rings true. And when you share the story with people, everybody's reaction is the same. It's like, wow, that's a great story. And it is a great story. And it's a story for all the ages, and it's because he himself has really, you know, he has such a great deal of integrity. He's honest and forthright as a person. Everything is considered. You can see on the Milwaukee Bucks what he means to that team. So you imagine, you know what I mean? Imagine understanding the backstory of our hero and what's made him what he is.
It's certainly going to be a difficult task, but one I think you're certainly up for. Another part that might be a difficult task is finding the best person to cast as Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek Freak. There's not a lot of guys that are 6'11" star athletes that are built like Zeus. So that's going to be one of your tasks that you have to accomplish coming up. So I wanted to ask you, who are you thinking of casting as the lead role of Giannis right now at different points? I mean, obviously, it's not just about him now. It's him growing up in his life. But who are you thinking of casting to play the role of Giannis right now?
Well, what we've done is, you know, he sent out a tweet a few weeks ago where he told everyone, you know, it's an open casting. So everyone, you know, he said, you know, we're looking for actors to play me and my brothers. Send your tapes. Let's have a look. And it's been really moving and touching seeing all these auditions come through and seeing how much Giannis means to even. So a lot of the children, a lot of the kids auditioning, they always start out the audition by saying, Giannis means the world to me, you know? So never mind. And all of them said, you know, it would be such an honor to play him. So I have to say it is the task, but one in which I find very exciting. And I know that as we go through this process, we'll find the right person. But I also want to thank everyone who's been sending in their tapes and thank the people for the fantastic response to wanting to portray, you know, this iconic figure.
Do you have a timeline for that?
You know what they say. It's like, you always say, like, wait, you know, I'm the type of director that, you know, I always try to find, you're looking for people who have the right, you know, the right emotion intelligence to carry the emotion and to carry the journey with. And I think that process is one that has to be organic, and you can't necessarily rush it. You know, you got to really take one's time. So I guess timeline is really dependent on finding the right person, because I mean that's really, really key. So at the moment, you know, like I say, we're going through the tapes and it's been really great. So we keep on digging.
As you keep on digging and you find different people who could be candidates to play the role, you also learned a lot about Giannis's life, researching about him for the project. So for the viewers listening, what did you learn about Giannis's life as you were working on this project?
I mean, the main thing was, like I said, you know, having sort of had this idea of wanting to tell a story on him, even though I didn't necessarily have, you know, it wasn't like I was writing a script or anything like that, but having sort of imagined, like, okay, well, how would you do it and so on. And following his career, you know, there was a lot of the story that I knew. But then as I've gone deeper, you start to see obviously his parents, his loyalty to his siblings, and how that was forged, and the furnace in which that emotion and that joy and that love of that family is formed, and just what they really went through on a day-to-day basis in Greece. And what I learned is that, you know, he, as I said earlier, you know, he has a great deal of integrity, and you realize where that comes from when you start going deeper in the box scores with that. You know, he holds himself to a standard that inspires. So for me, I guess learning more about the minutiae of the family and what that means puts a whole lot of things into context for me that I didn't necessarily know as deeply as I did before. And that's been really, really rewarding. And I think that's part of what I'm saying in terms of when people see the story, there's still going to be some gems that they don't know, and that will further again cement this backstory of Giannis. So that's been a really rewarding process, to know there's so many layers to it. But I think understanding that family and what they went through has really been an eye opener, and again very inspirational.
As we touched on earlier, Giannis is going to be an executive producer on the project. How involved is he going to be in this production, and what does that entail as far as him being an executive producer on the project?
Well, I think from the jump, he's involved, because, you know, it's a story, it's his family's true story, and he's a very important part of telling the story, and you know, it's their legacy, and he wants to make sure that the legacy is told. So, which we all welcome. We really want to do justice to it in a way that everybody, you know, I think when we think about our families, and especially when you move around, you know, the idea of being able to share stories and who are the keepers of our families' histories, you know, I think that's very important for every family. And I always encourage families to record, so you can play back. And in this day and age, what we have is motion pictures. So his involvement is to just, you know, make sure that we tell his story right. And for me as a filmmaker and a storyteller, that's the challenge, and that's what I'm the most excited about, to be someone who can help contribute to a project that is part of his legacy.
Part of the task that you have in terms of making this project is you're gonna have to work with the Allens and balance his work schedule with the project while he's playing an NBA season coming up here. How are the two of you going to be able to balance that that work schedule that he has being a professional athlete and also working on this project about him?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it is a challenge. It's his, his day job. You know, he has his day job is a professional athlete. But, you know, we're all confident that we'll make it work. I mean, it is a priority in terms of telling his story, but it's also a priority for all of us that he's successful on the court. And we all know what the Bucks are trying to do, and we're totally in support of that. So I think, like everything, you find the balance. And we're looking forward to just being part of that journey and being, you know, being as available as we all can be when we can be and still make it work. It's exciting. It's exciting. And we'll make it work.
I was going to ask you, what are the best times to kind of work with him? Because, you know, sometimes he'll have a shoot around in the morning and then, he'll, you know, it's his quote unquote day job, but he's got games at night, obviously traveling. The country sometimes. When are the best times that you try to get a hold of them? You know, I'm sure a lot of journalists would like to know.
Exactly. That's why I gotta be careful how I answer this one. It's like, we need to get him at this time. The thing about it is that it's like everything. It is a negotiation, and it is a conversation. Like I said, we don't want to interfere because we also support what he's trying to do, and obviously we want him to win a championship and championships. So it's a balance, you know, and that's the best I can offer, Michael, without giving away too many house secrets.
That's okay. It's all good on my end. I one of the other unique challenges that you're going to have with this and him being an executive producer on this project that is abnormal during these times is we're all dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic across the world right now. And, you know, currently there are vaccines coming out, which is a wonderful thing, but it's still something that this production is going to have to navigate. So I wanted to ask you, how do you think COVID is going to affect the production of Greek Freak as you look towards shooting the project in 2021?
Yeah, so I think you're right. You know, we're all living through this, and from our side, you know, every priority is being taken to keep, you know, the eventual cast and crew safe. And as we continue to follow the progress of the pandemic and see how, you know, the with the vaccinations was happening. So I think, like most productions, you know, that's what everyone is doing, and that's what everyone is open to. Safety above all. So it's a navigation. So the key priority is to keep everyone safe, and we'll see how we navigate that.
I was going to say, I didn't know if there were any safety protocols that you guys had in place already that you might have to use in the production.
Yeah. So the film industry is, I mean, once it was clear that the world we're living in, you know, film industries across the world have had to develop very strict protocols, in terms of how they approach, and safety is the main priority. So there are some, you know, blueprints, but at the end of the day, it's about making sure everybody is safe. So it's a continual discussion, and I know, from Johannesburg, where I am, to the U.S., it's everyone is sharing information about what they're learning and how they're keeping cast and crew safe. So we definitely will be leaning into all those processes. It is a unprecedented time, and that's an understatement.
Well, it's good to hear there's at least a sharing of information, especially during these times. Another thing, now that Giannis's contract situation is resolved and he did sign that Supermax extension with the Milwaukee Bucks, how much of a difference does that make for him to, in your opinion, focus on this project and make it the best that it can be now that that's out of the way?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's, you know, I think that now that's out the way, that legacy is secured, and, you know, he's spoken about that. And I think the next thing is, yeah, let's make sure we have this story told the right way. So it is something that it's very important to the family, very important to us. And so it's something that
it is a priority. And I guess because it's your, you know, because it's a legacy project, you know, there is a lot of we're going to take a lot of care to make sure it's represented. But I think getting that piece off before the season starts and so on, it gives everyone knows he's staying, and he can focus on the business of the Milwaukee Bucks, and he can also focus on his personal legacy.
Now, outside of this podcast, you and I have talked. You are an NBA fan in general of the league.
Yes.
And we were talking about different teams as we set up this interview. Now, with him going back to Milwaukee, what was your personal reaction to that once he signed the Supermax extension?
I thought it was great. I think it's great. I think it's great for the NBA and the league. I think that also, I think I agree with him. Like, get people to come to Milwaukee. You know, I think that he's demonstrated, he stayed true to himself. You know, he stayed true to his character. He fully understands what he wants to do. And I thought it was good. I like the idea of parity in the league. So I'm one of the, you know, I feel like you want it balanced. You don't want everybody loaded up on one team. So I'm in the, I like it. And also it makes for a very interesting season and makes for lots of competitive, you know, I like the moves the Bucks have made. And I think that it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a great season for them. So I liked it. I was down with that.
I think certainly in talking with a lot of executives, they were thrilled. I've never seen in my experience as a reporter, I've never experienced as much kind of unified support for another team keeping a star, given, as you touched on, the parody and just as you mentioned, speaking to his character, you know, one of the things he's always been about is loyalty. What better way to show that with this extension? And he's a guy that never struck me as someone that would quote unquote team up with other stars. I think he believes in himself first and foremost and the guys that he has around him. He's shown that. So I am looking forward to see if Milwaukee can take that next step this season and in the years to come. Certainly making the Jrue Holiday trade was a step in that direction for them.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the idea of like guys like Tim Duncan or Dirk Nowitzki, and I think Giannis recognizes that, is that in this day and age, you know, things are quite quick and everybody wants things fast, but there's something quite old fashioned about, we'll build it here. We've made steps and we can continue to build. And I think, as you say, this week was so, the positive vibes was so refreshing, because it is a great take to say, well, let's stay and build it here. It's a marathon, you know.
You know, similar to when LeBron James won in Cleveland, I think if Giannis was able to give the Milwaukee Bucks a championship and carry them to one, it would have so much significance that, you know, I understand that, yes, some guys have won multiple championships either in one city or different places. But if you can do it in a small market, you know, as you touched on with Dirk Nowitzki, with Dallas, and well, I shouldn't say they're a small market, but a team that isn't predominantly a title contender. You know, obviously over the years, we've seen the Lakers and Celtics as the preeminent teams. You know, it seems like they have like half the championships in the league, but but it would mean so much more. And, you know, for you getting to work with him on this project, I would assume you're also going to have a chance to share that passion for basketball with him and talk to him about the sport in general and, you know, his future with the Bucks. Are there any questions you have for him that you're looking forward to maybe getting off your chest, or I don't know, maybe throwing him some pointers on 3-point shooting?
I don't think, I don't think he's taking any pointers with me, because I don't know if, I still play, but I'm like, I'm 46 years old. I still play, but like I tell everyone when I get to the court, there's no D. I'm very happy to hit the corner three, and I'm very happy to set back screens. That's what you get from me at 46 years old.
I'm more of a pick and roll point guard myself, like like Steve Nash on the court if you've ever seen me play in the courts of Brooklyn. But
I mean, I tell you what. For me, it's watching that organization. You saw, you know, how much he holds himself to, you know, everyone in the Bucks works hard because he does. So when your leader is working like that, and you know, you saw in the bubble, you know, what happened when they took the stance. And so for me, once, you know, that's those inner workings of stuff that I find really inspirational. That I'm a big believer in, you know, I'm a big believer in leadership, that the person who is the leader sets the tone. And for me, that's what's exciting about this journey, to be able to also watch somebody continue to write their legacy. You know, he has defied everything. He's defied everything, and the story hasn't even finished yet. You know what I mean?
You know, to that end, I'm hopeful that you two are going to be able to work together on set. You know, I know a lot of work right now is remote, whether it's over the phone, through email, you know, virtual communication, given the times we're in. But I do hope that in 2021, you guys are going to be able to be on the set together and really get to work on this project. Do you have any idea if that's possible?
Yeah, I mean, I think like everything, you know, as we navigate it all, that's definitely the ideal. And what could be better? I mean, the way you paint it, what could be better than having the Adetokunbo family on set, watching what they lived when we call action, and you see the people who are playing them come to life? I mean, that's the dream I go to bed with every night. That day, when that day arrives, for them especially, it'll be quite amazing. And for all of us, and Bernie and everyone on the team who's put the project together, that'll be a special day when whoever is playing Giannis meets Giannis, or you know, whoever is playing Vera meets Vera. You know, so to your point, I dream of that day of all of us by the monitor. The AD says, quiet on set, action. And the actor playing Giannis says his first line.
For those listening, is there anything else you want to let them know about Giannis, about the project, what to expect in the year ahead in 2021?
Well, I think just, you know, we want to make a, we want to make an inspirational story, so keep watching. I'm looking forward to sharing more as we get deeper and we start to make the film. And I'm really excited for Giannis and his family, the step. I'm excited for what the Bucks are going to do. And I think everyone should watch the space and look out for Greek Freak. I think we all want to make it something very, very special.
Well, Akeen, I certainly look forward to seeing the project when it's finished, learning more about the life of one of the NBA's best players. And I say that on the court and off the court. Obviously, we've dealt with Giannis on a professional level, interviewing him, and he does come off as a really good, genuine person, as well as a phenomenal basketball player on the court. So I'm certainly looking forward to it. I'm sure the listeners are looking forward to it as well.
Absolutely, you're right. I mean, he's a very honest, very, you know, reads people very well, great deal of integrity, and it's so infectious that you just know that he's the real deal. He's the real deal.
Well, Akeen, once again, I want to thank you for coming on the pod with me and talking about this exciting project coming up with Giannis. It's going to be interesting to see how you guys navigate that space with him being a player as well as working on this project. We certainly look forward to it.
Thank you so much, man. And like I say, keep doing the good work. Keep doing the good work. Listening. I love listening. I know you got the Hawks quite high on your list, so it's all good.
I have to tell you, the Hawks have one. They have my paisan, Danilo Gallinari. And I do think he'll be a contender for the Sixth Man of the Year award, as we touched on actually in a recent article on Hoopsite for our awards predictions. But I'm certainly high on the Bucks as well. And I think the Jrue Holiday trade is going to be a really nice addition for them. And, you know, as you touched on about them trying to win championships, whether they say it publicly or not, that's the goal with Giannis here now, and to maximize his prime. And this is a guy that's proven as a back-to-back MVP that, you know, if he can take the next step as a shooter and at the free throw line and beyond the arc, the sky's the limit for this young man. And he's only scratching the surface of what he could be ultimately. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Any other teams you're looking forward to watching?
I'm looking forward to the, you know, I think the Brooklyn Nets are an interesting prospect. So, you know, I'm interested to see how that works out. Golden State, Philly. I'm really, really curious. And for me, it's like what I really enjoy about the NBA is that I just love all these storylines. So for me, the teams I'm watching, like I said, Brooklyn, Philly. I want to see what the Clippers can do because I think there's a redemption story there. But I think that the Lakers are still, you know, the Lakers are obviously very powerful. So yeah, it's going to be and then obviously the uniqueness of this season, which is navigating a pandemic in a very different way to the bubble. So I think all those storylines are not just as a basketball fan, but as a storyteller, are fascinating to me. So I'm looking forward to all of that.
Well, I could certainly tell you locally here with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn, it's been impressive to watch them come back from their injuries. Knock on wood, they look great. I hope they can maintain their physical health and a lot of good storylines across the league. You touched on the Lakers, Philly with Doc Rivers, and we'll see what the James Harden saga brings. There's plenty of interesting storylines across the league that we're going to be able to witness. So I do look forward to that. As I touched on earlier, I look forward to Greek Freak as well. Thanks again for coming on, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And I also want to thank everyone else for tuning in as well to the Hoops Hype Podcast. As always, if you want to hear more episodes of the Hoops Hype Podcast with guest appearances from players, coaches, executives, and more, make sure that you like and subscribe to it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else that you listen to podcasts. You can also keep up with my tweets on Twitter, at Mike A. Scotto. Until next time, I'm your host, Michael Scotto, wishing you and yours all the best.